Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers take on the Rockies at Coors Field, and the Dodger ace would get all the run support he would need in the second inning against Tyler Chatwood.
Here's the 0-1, and he drills one into right center field. Blackman's got a long way to go. He can't get it. It bounces in front of him, and now it bounces behind him all the way to the wall. Bellinger will score, Taylor will score, and at third base with a stand-up triple, Chase Utley, his second three-base hit of the year, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, hit the triple in the sixth inning last night. So four hits in six at-bats over the last two ball games.
On 3-0, Seager lines it down the left field line. It's a fair ball. It's going to roll into the corner. In comes Kershaw. Right behind him is Peterson. Arriving at second base with a double is Corey Seager. And the Dodgers take a 5-0 lead. And now it's second and third, one out. Valleika coming up. 2-2 from Kershaw. Swung on and missed strike three. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Kershaw's 30th pitch. Here it comes. Gardeau swings and misses, and that ends the inning. The 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball. Call strike three. There is Lord Charles, the high executioner. Valleika down on strikes, and that's a second out of the seventh. Now Cody Bellinger, 0-for-2 and a walk with a fly ball to right. Gonzalez going back, and he's on the warning track. He looks up, and it's gone. A home run for Cody Bellinger, his seventh of the season. The Dodgers lead it 6-2, and Bellinger in his 16th start now has 7 home runs and 18 runs batted in.
The rookie Bellinger continues to mash, and the Dodgers win 6-2. Clayton Kershaw gives up 2 runs over 7 to improve to 6-2 on the year, and he picks up his 20th career victory against the Rockies. That's his most wins against any club. Cody Bellinger has burst onto the scene for Los Angeles with his home run on Friday. The rookie's hitting .323 for the year.
We have a good offense. You know, when it clicks, it clicks, and we had a plan against, you know, all these pitchers, and we just stuck with it and just put together good at bats and brought up some balls.
Were you seeing something different that inning? It was the one inning where you guys really got to Chatwood.
I think that's just baseball. I think he had some mistakes, and we just took full advantage of it.
And then your late home run that was ended up being big. Can you talk about that at bat?
It was my first time facing him, and like I said, we had a plan going against him. And I was just ready to hit the first pitch, and hung a slider, and I just put the barrel on it.
And if anybody can pitch as a visiting player at Coors Field, it's Clayton Kershaw. He wins his 9th career game in Denver, the most for any visiting player, according to Elias Sports Bureau.
It wasn't, nothing was great about it by any means, but, the guys got some runs early for me, and, it wasn't pretty, but, I'll take the win any day of the week.
You do have 20 wins against them now in your career. How much more difficult is it realistically get a win here?
I wouldn't say it's difficult to get a win here because our team's going to score too. I think it's I don't take anything from that except I pitch against them a lot, so hopefully I get a few wins in there. But we played good tonight. Our team, we battled well off Chatwood and got some runs on them early and took advantage of some walks, and I just tried to not give up 5.
David said that he doesn't think that he has seen your best stuff yet. Do you?
I don't know. I guess I'll know when I see it.
It's funny because you guys are 8-9-0 when you get your 8-9-0 when you get 4 runs or more. So I guess that's kind of the magic number, isn't it?
You would hope 4 is enough to win. I think 4 is a good number. I don't know any reason for it other than, if you give it 4 runs, it's not really a great start. So you would hope you'd make that hold up to the starter.
Dave said that Rick told him that this felt a little similar to, I think, 12-14, where you're kind of searching for the slider. Does it ring a bell at all for you? Or?
I guess they're probably analyzing it more than I am right now. I'll definitely, tomorrow I'll go kind of reevaluate. And, there was a lot of bad stuff tonight, no doubt about it. Some stuff I got away with and some adjustments that I did make there towards the end. So just kind of reassess tomorrow. Tonight I'm just going to enjoy it.
Do you feel like things synced up for you at all in the 6th and 7th?
There's a few adjustments made, no doubt. Still, Arnott aligned out. Reynolds, just missed a pitch you know, I was behind the count. So there's a lot of things that you just kind of be thankful for, I guess. You know,
is Bellinger one of those?
Yeah, good player. Yeah, another lefty curveball is pretty impressive.
Does it say something about your adaptability? You pitched here a lot, but it wasn't a big strikeout night by any means, and yet you got the ball on the ground, got outs.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. I don't know why. I mean, there's a lot of lineouts too. I mean, it wasn't. The box score probably doesn't tell the whole story. There's a lot of bad pitching. So I'll take it tonight though.
The Dodgers will go for another road victory on Saturday when Alex Wood makes the start against the Rockies.